This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Two men overboard on the port side!
A deadly accident leaves Lorik thrashing in the water.
Y'all gotta get these men back on board. Come down here and help me, damn it.
But the heroes won't get any help from Troy.
Just let him fucking drown.
Nautical terms will be attempted.
Are they on the port side or the starboard side?
Don't ask me questions.
It's the port bird.
It's the left side of the boat.
And a harsh lesson will rise from the depths.
If you die in this combat, it's because you played the game the right way.
Lesson to everyone else.
Never play the game.
The adventure continues now.
Well, 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 look who decided to listen to the Glass Cannon Podcast. Hey, you did. What's going on, guys? It's Joe here to say Happy New Year and welcome to the first Glass Cannon episode of 2016. I wanted to do the intro today because I just had to thank you guys so much for voting me favorite player of 2015. I just got the good news from Steve Harvey here, and I am overjoyed. And I don't even know where to begin with all my thank yous. I have so many people to thank. I'm going to start with my parents, of course, without whose support I couldn't possibly. Sorry.
What? What? Stamp won the best player award? Are you kidding me?
Hey, just wanted to congratulate Skid for winning Favorite Player of 2015. Good for him. Guys, we are so excited to enter into another year of gaming with you all. And we encourage you, as we usually do, to make sure to rate us on iTunes if you haven't already. If you have, thank you so much. And don't forget, you can always email us with your thoughts, your suggestions for the show, even just your feelings, at glasscannonpodcast@gmail.com. That's enough from me. Let's get on with the show. Episode 32, Stop, Croc, and Roll.
Shut me out of here. Fucking kidding me, man. Really? Skid? God damn it. That was mortifying. Get my agent on the phone right now. This is an outrage, an absolute disgrace. There's supposed to be a professional organization around here. Somebody's getting fired.
You know, the one thing Rag said was, don't just go take a dip in the ocean. Don't just take a dip in the river for a little swim. And what does Lork do? On the first day of the journey, he swan dives in.
It was an unintentional swim.
This is a complete misappropriation of fact. This is not admissible as evidence.
This is, so you think, oh, okay, all I gotta do is haul in some fishing nets. First one, no prob. Second one, nailed it. Third one, was that the 20, I think?
No, the third one was the one where he killed it.
Yeah, killed it.
Natural 20.
He got some Dungeness crabs.
Yeah, river some crabs. Lobster, some prawns.
Yeah, shark. Everything that doesn't normally live
another
in the
Wolverine. That just kind of washed.
Two animal companions?
river Wolverines.
This one was toes. Drowned and dead.
Wolf Marine.
And then on the fourth net, again, you had no problem. Like, you were definitely prepared for this, but the fucking rail gave way.
This shoddy-ass construction.
No, but Rag told you, like, it may look ungainly, but this ship is seaworthy. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't matter.
Oh, maybe there were shenanigans.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think there was
Well, I'd love
Lork and Urug fell in.
It's the last thing Lork's thinking about right now.
Right. Yeah, yes. Right. You're like, wait a minute. Something isn't adding up.
And he sinks to the bottom.
So Lork and Urug fall in. Baron is like, what? Gormley, Crow's Nest, sees some sort of river denizens making their way towards this new prey. Are they feeding time, as it were.
Are they on the port side or the starboard side?
Don't ask me questions.
Call him out. Make him work. Troy, wait, it's the left side of the boat. Right?
It's the port bird.
It's the left side of the boat.
The left
port
side?
Bird castle?
Wait,
it's
the boat.
Port, yeah, the it's front. The left side.
Okay,
it's
the port
that's
side.
The port side.
The okay. port pilot side. Deck.
All right,
port.
So can Gormley sees this and can she shouts, two men overboard on the port side! She's been studying.
Right. Gormley did her homework and she yells, Two men overboard, port side.
And then jumps down off the crow's nest.
You don't just get to jump down.
Yeah, you do.
When you have
Featherfall.
You got to fucking roll initiative.
All right.
Because there is shit going down. Meanwhile, Galabras is just like, I'm so excited to cook. And then, oh my God.
I know. You know what I'd like to
look
do?
Look at that crab. Oh God.
Is I would that a dungeness? Really like to roll a high initiative.
Ooh.
I did okay.
I did okay.
I done okay.
I done okay, mate.
It's all right, innit?
This has to be our first combat in, what, 30, 40 episodes?
At least. I mean, if we're accurate, I think it's three. But it's certainly the first combat we've ever started with Lork armorless in the water.
Yeah. It's our first.
And everyone else not in the water.
You know what? You're better off being armorless.
No, that's true.
You would have sunk.
This is our first amphibious combat.
And your first book 2/season 2 combat.
Ah, yes.
That's right.
So you get to show off all your new powers as Lork drowns.
Nope.
Drowns and dies. Okay. Where are my 20s pluses at? What?
I need to get the cricket sound.
Wait, is there a cricket sound on Sirenscape? Because this is insane. Do you guys forget how to roll dice? Has it been that long?
Hey, man,
I'm just rolling ones
keep
and
going.
Twos.
Keep going.
Yeah. 15 plus.
18.
One at a time.
Do we all roll 18? Every one of us?
I rolled a 17.
So wait, Galabras, Gormley, and Baron all rolled 18?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I rolled a natural 18.
All right, well, I know that Gormley has the highest initiative bonus.
Yeah. No, what do you have?
Baron is +7. Second.
I also have +7.
Oh, roll off. It's a roll off.
This is thrilling.
Do we still add
thrilling
our bonus?
Thrilling television right
yeah.
now.
We still add our bonus?
No. Just roll the die.
4.
Well, 12. It's the same anyway, so.
It is the same.
We both
add our bonus? So. Fuck you, Mar.
That's a really great question.
You know what? It had to be asked.
I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. That was wonderful.
It had to be asked.
Our listeners are like, they're really going to record a roll-off for who got the higher initiative?
Damn straight we are.
I'm done with the podcast. I'm done with it.
Oh, man.
All right. I rolled 14.
Okay, so.
Add your bonus. You add your bonus.
Baron with a +7. Where'd you get the +7? This is great.
Gunslinger's initiative.
Gunslinger's initiative.
I'm at a +5 when I have 0 grit points.
Now you're at Gormley level initiative. It's like a quick draw. Yeah. Fucking great. Love leveling up. Gormley, you see all this happen. You yell because you're the first to act. What do you do?
So I've just yelled and now I get to act.
Yeah.
All right. Gormley immediately just hops over the side of the crow's nest and just falls. Feather falls
straight to her death.
Straight.
Take 3d6 damage.
Not to be a total annoying jerk, but do you know how fast you fall with Featherfall?
9.8 meters a second squared.
The reason that's important is you, in one round, you may not be able to fall 30 feet.
To the deck.
Yeah. You may, like, on the
it
first
say
round
say fall slowly, so let me look it up.
Yeah, so look up the rules and we'll all wait
I think
silence.
I think you probably, on the first round, you probably fall halfway, maybe a little over half.
Can she?
No. I'd be surprised if you fell 30 feet and didn't have any damage.
Can she initiate?
But
changes? No, I can do it in a round. 60 feet per round.
60 feet per round.
Yeah.
So
she can get down and then like move and 15 move. More feet after she gets down.
And I'm in the middle of the deck, so 15 will take me right to the edge of the.
Yeah. Right. So you just waft down and you come up right beside Baron.
Yeah.
All right, so you see this go down.
Right at the edge.
Feather fall down, come right to the edge, right next to where Baron is just holding a net of full of fish.
Now, can he use that as a melee weapon?
Just swing a bag of fish. Baron.
Baron wants to know, with his exhaustive compendium of knowledge on fishing... which he has gained in the last couple episodes. Can he throw the net out to get Lork and his new half-orc companion back on the boat? Can he snare them and bring them up?
You can, in a turn, empty the net and prepare to throw it. I would say that's probably fair. You could like empty the net of fish, but you would lose that day's catch because you're doing this hastily. Lose that net's catch, and then try to use that to help either Urog or Locke or Lork. Locke. John Locke.
We say Lork.
I'm giving you a Sophie's choice because it makes it more interesting.
I'm going to, as a free action, talk to the people on the ship.
Okay.
And I'm going to say in my loudest voice possible, y'all get the best fishermen down here. Y'all got to get these men back on board. Whoever can hold a net, come down here and help me, damn it. I can only get one up at a time.
And now you know that all the rowers were down below deck. So you would assume, with your booming dwarven voice, that they heard that. Mm. And that they will hopefully come help.
Right. So,
you see Captain Bloodtusk on the pilot deck look at you like, all right, let's figure this out.
So I, the remainder of my turn will be taken to throwing these fish back to where their home is. And getting the rope ready for my next round.
The net, yes. Okay, all right, very interesting. Galabras, you're just like so excited to start your new journey as a chef de cuisine. You come out just to kind of watch the daily catch, and you see all hell break loose. What do you do?
Okay. I'm going to step up towards the railing, not leaning on it, as it may, in fact, be sabotaged. I will stand at the edge, and I will begin casting Summon Monster 2.
Oh!
Which I do have this time.
Yeah!
Oh, wait, Troy, real quick, think of a reason why he can't cast it.
Yeah, could you, real improvise a reason
well,
why
we did
I
not
can't do
role
this?
Play his daily meditations. So.
Oh, that's right. You didn't meditate. Sorry, Skid.
You were so excited to cut potatoes. You
know, I am
you
going to role play headbutting the bridge of your nose into your brain.
Yeah. Why'd you do it for real?
You said roleplay.
I'm LARPing. I'm LARPing, Troy.
I don't like it.
Skid, is there anything more interesting about some monster 2 versus 1 besides you can get new monsters?
Yeah, it's just a little more powerful list of monsters to choose from. And you'll see what you get.
All right.
But it's not like the high-level ones where you can summon multiple of a smaller one. You can't summon ones.
I could.
Oh, wait, Ski, before you get into this.
Nerd. Ski's got some explaining to do. It is time for
Nerdage. Oh, it's been too long.
I wish they could see us because we all dance. When that comes. So we all have our
it's
own.
It's infectious,
like
man.
Charlie Brown Christmas dance to it.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own
God
move.
Damn, I love that song. I feel like it's like Dick Clark's top 40. It's like rocketing to the top of the charts. So when Summon Monster, there's like 6 or 7 different levels of it. And for each incremental level, allows the summoning of more and more powerful monsters or multiple versions of monsters from the list right below.
It is now Urug's turn. Urug, struggling.
So he magically found a number between 18 and 17? Explain to me this number.
It's a hypothetical number.
I also want to know his bonus because Skid's bonus is 0. Why was there not a roll off? You know what? I'm done.
He's walking out. He's cast off his cans, as right. We call them
it's,
in the business.
It's Lork's turn.
Yeah!
No, that's fine. Just let him fucking drown.
He rolled a 1
for flavor's sake.
He seemed like a really nice guy.
Yeah, well, he's drowning, so.
Take your turn.
First thing you're going to do, Lork, is you're going to roll a swim check. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little knowledge. I'm going to give you a little learning. You can play that nerdage again if you want. Save it about how swim checks work. So you got to roll a swim check to stay afloat.
And that's not an action.
Nope. That is just, these are the conditions. You've got to see if you can even act. If you succeed on the swim check, I'm not going to tell you the DC. I'll tell you if you fail or pass, and then I'll tell you what it is. If you succeed, you can then swim up to half your speed. As a full round action, or a quarter speed if you're using a standard action, okay? If you fail that swim check, you begin to drown.
Fuck.
And when you begin to drown, you have to hold your breath. obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can hold your breath up to two times your constitution score. And you're like, well, you probably got what, like a 12?
Yeah, 12.
12, so that's 24 rounds you can hold your breath. Oh, that seems pretty easy. I'm never going to drown. Anytime you take an action.
You mean like try to live?
Right. It reduces that number of rounds that you can live.
Oh. That you can hold your breath.
That you can hold your breath, yeah.
That's a lot of math.
And you've got to roll like a DC 10 constitution check every round to continue holding your breath. And if you fail, that clock just ticks down, down, down.
You're grinning down. Like you're so happy.
I'm what just the excited fuck? To play in the water. Oh, by the way, there are some creatures coming towards you.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know that, I don't think.
Let's start with a swim check.
All right. Swim check. Here it goes. Failed.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 7 total.
I was really not expecting this.
I don't know why you don't expect me to roll as shitty as possible.
What's your swim bonus, Joe?
4 plus 4.
Oh. So you rolled a 3?
That is correct.
Is that hold on, did you add your bonus? Did everyone add their bonus?
You're sinking and beginning to drown. You can hold your breath for a number of rounds equal to twice your constitution score, but only if you do nothing other than take move actions or free actions. If you take a standard action or a full round action, like making an attack, the remainder of the duration for which you can hold your breath is reduced by one round. Effectively, a character in combat can hold his breath only half as long as normal. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
After that period of time, so like say that clock runs out, you must make a DC 10 constitution check every round to continue holding your breath. Each round, the DC for the check increases by 1. If you fail that constitution check, you begin to drown for real. And that's when you die. Meanwhile, the three of you know, or maybe Galabras hasn't been caught up to speed yet. Not only is Lork sinking and having to hold his breath.
He's disappeared under the water.
He's disappeared under the water. But Gormley and Baron, you may even know, there's shit coming at him.
Can we make out how many... shit there is?
But I can take an action, can I not?
You can take an action, yes. Just write on your, keep a side paper, whatever your constitution score is, 12, 24.
That's the timer, 24.
That's your timer,
24 rounds. And it subtracts one round for each standard action
For each standard action, yep. You can take a move action. But again, since
but
you...
But what is a move action? You told me it was, you said that it was a full round action to swim, right?
It's a full round action, like if you succeed...
No, at your speed.
If you succeed, you can move half your speed as a full round action.
So you go 15 if you go...
So is it a move action to just try to swim to the surface again?
So basically, because you failed that check, you're incapacitated.
So I'm going to have to spend next round just trying to get back
right,
up.
If you can pass that swim check on the next round, then you can move quarter speed
as get a back up to action, the surface and swim.
Half speed at full round action and start swimming. But like right now, you are starting to drown. Okay. Now, it's going to take a long time for you to drown, for the water to actually enter your lungs, 24 hours.
I'm really glad I rushed my turn up to here.
Yeah. I know. Could have let Urog go.
Yeah. Nope. The karma probably would have given me a better roll on the goddamn D20. All right. So, Lork is sinking.
So, you guys just see Lork.
Gone. Disappear. Gone.
Is swim a strength or a dex?
Strength.
Damn it. Sorry.
Swim is strength-based, yeah.
I had a plan. Thwarted.
Wow. You never know how these combats are going to work out.
Use spectral hand or my hair.
So you just see Lork,
use your hair.
Lork go in, and probably from the distraction of not expecting this, he goes in and just... You just see bubble, bubble, bubble. Urog finds his way to the surface. He passes his swim check.
Of course he does.
Got a +9 to swim, bro.
God damn it.
He works on the...
You would think a guy that works on a boat knows how to swim.
He's a boatman.
Okay, so he passes the swim check and moves to the edge of what's left of the side of the boat. But he can't now climb into the boat. He doesn't have enough moves left. So he's just kind of staying there, which means he has to roll another swim check next round. And hopefully stay afloat.
Yeah.
But like he's swimming over there to try and get back on board. And it is now...
Galabras?
No, he already,
already went.
All of a sudden.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Gormley, you see this. A giant fucking crocodile.
Oh, oh
crocodile.
God. Oh, God. So it's going to pull me under.
Oh, God.
Swims up.
Crocodile?
And
seriously?
Goes to attack Lork underwater. I would call him easy prey. Am I wrong? Am I wrong to call him easy prey?
No.
And he attempts...
He is green. Wouldn't they assume that he might be another type of crocodile?
Crocodiles are really stupid, and their sight is based entirely on color.
This is a
well-known fact.
Well-known fact. It's a fantasy world.
This is a giant green croc. Attacks Lork, and rolls, tries to bite you, rolls a 12.
Hits.
No armor.
Oh, because you don't have armor.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I can't imagine you don't have, you get your dex bonus to AC underwater. If you do, it still hits.
If you do, it hits twice. Are you kidding me? A 12 hits?
I don't have armor.
Okay, so it, this is insane. I love this game.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you're having a good time.
So it bites you and just, all of a sudden you're like, I'm drowning. Blood gushes out of your arm.
The biggest
arm.
Thing I have to worry about is getting up to the surface next round.
It does seven. Nope. It does 7 points of damage, and it gets a free chance to grapple you.
Oh, my God.
And it grapples you.
Oh, God.
Lork, a crocodile just swam up to you, bit you, and has now wrapped you in its jaws. And it doesn't take a guy with a lot of Pathfinder knowledge nature to know what this fucking thing is going to do next
just
round.
Swim down.
If it succeeds on a grapple check. Well, that's fine. Oh, by the way, another crocodile comes out and swims up to Urog.
Oh, my God.
Your old buddy, the guy that just seemed...
So nice.
Seemed like a good dude. And he goes to bite Urog. He bites Urog. Urog takes 9 points of damage.
Oof.
And Urog is grappled.
All right, I gotta get some. Get some music going here. Death music.
All right, yeah.
The
so one crocodile came up, took a bite out of Lork, and locked on, grappled. Another crocodile came up. Urog actually didn't sink. Is on his way to climb up the boat, but too late. This croc comes up, bites him, and also grapples Urog.
Oh God.
Round two. I'm not gonna lie. This. Seemingly simple, I mean, clearly not simple combat, could be a death combat. And it is now Gormley's turn. I'm nervous. Gormley?
All right, so this is, I believe this is not an action, because I can. It says I can do it instantly. Gormley's hair begins to grow. And it just all her wild hair all of a sudden stretches out, strands of it, 10 feet, and goes straight down, so there's a rope there. In case someone can get to it, they can climb up her hair.
Ooh, that'll give like a +5 to a climb check. Or
so it's just there. That's not an action.
Right.
So I can see the crocodile. I can see that the crocodile came and grabbed Lork. Can I see that? Are they shallow enough that I can see what's happening?
They are probably 3 to 5 feet underwater. So you just see, you saw Lork go down, and then you see this mass, like dark shadow, come up to Lork. Like you don't.
You're not
going to really
see clear
see
shapes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see the. To dark shapes, I would imagine. But
like,
not,
you can infer from Urog getting bit that, like, that's probably a croc, but you can't see him. They're underwater.
Could I target it with a spell?
Absolutely not.
No? I was going to ear-piercing scream. I don't need to know what it is to scream at it, do I?
Think about, say you and me are in a pool, like we normally do.
Like
we normally are.
And I jump underwater, and you're on the deck, and you scream at me. I wouldn't hear you for days, Matthew. I wouldn't hear you.
But it's a magical scream.
Go on.
It's a magical scream. And also, sound is amplified underwater.
Yes, but you have to be under the water. That's the thing.
You're on top.
Try to save your life, Joe.
I would think.
Save yourself.
I think, unless someone can. I would think if you want to jump in the water and scream underwater, yeah, I'll totally allow it. But, and if, like, Urog's crocodile would be affected by it because they're above water, but like, if anything, it's going to increase the DC of the save. I think that's fair.
Do
increase the DC of the save by like 5 because they're underwater.
There's one other thing I'll put out there. without saying anything, and that's...
But you're saying something.
Well, without suggesting an action, everyone in this area is in danger of falling off. At some point.
Yeah.
So if you have anything to prevent that...
Well, here, I don't really. My thinking was that if I can affect the crocodile by the scream, if it fails the save, it's dazed, so it would release the grapple. But if I can't affect it, then...
The rule book says it's up to GM's discretion.
So,
GM's discretion. And he has made his choice.
He's made his choice.
You can blame this completely, entirely on Troy, whatever he does.
You could save Urok right now. Unfortunately, Lorik is beyond your care unless you were to jump in the water and scream underwater, which I wish there was like an anime version of this podcast. I would love to see that visually.
All right. Happen. So Urog is not grappled. He just got bit.
No, he's grappled
as well.
He is
also grappled, but he's above water.
I will ear-piercing scream the crocodile that grabbed Urog.
So you just walk up to the edge of the boat and like...
Yeah, so I'm casting.
That wasn't ear piercing.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
You don't have to do one.
All right, I'll do it for real.
I'll do it for real.
All right, so it's 2d6 sonic damage,
and that's just no save. It's just does it.
No, well, you get a
will save.
You get a fortitude save.
A fortitude save, right.
To have it, and then if you fail that, you take full damage and are dazed.
All right, fortitude save. Let me tell you what the fort save is.
DC 14.
23.
Fucking goddamn. All right.
So you take three. So the crocodile takes three damage.
The croc takes three damage. Fair enough. And it is not dazed, but it doesn't release the grapple either, but you did do damage to the crocodile.
Great!
All right, Baron. Baron, you're up.
So I see this ear-piercing scream and I'm still dismayed by the situation we're facing because, you know, they're out there and frowning. I look towards a Galabras and say, bit of luck? And he says, any type of wink back? Nothing?
It's not my turn.
Okay. You're right. All right, I'm going to roll. I'm going to try to throw my net at Lork, my best friend.
Okay.
Ooh, it's not good. Nine. Fisherman.
You throw the net into the water, and it just starts drifting up the river.
It's gone?
God damn it!
It's gone.
Lork, I love you so much.
And
Ben Vereen is very sad right now.
Ben Vereen is on deck just panicking. Not only are the fish lost, but so is that net. Galabras, what do you got cooking? Joe is writing me messages in his diary.
So we're
sorry. At this point, listeners, you should know that Joe, being the pessimist, 100% assumes Lorca is going to die in this episode. Now, maybe he will. Maybe he will. But he's 100% assured.
I'm just saying, I really thought that the Wolverine would probably die before me. I didn't know I'd have to get a new owner for the Wolverine.
There's a good chance that Wolverine would die during the gambling drinking session last night.
That's true. Just accidentally stepped on.
But hey, you know what? Let's see what your friends can do. Galabras.
So you think you're pretty hot shit, don't you? You think you're the king of the universe just because you control all the events that happen in it.
Does it feel good up there on your high horse, you fucking asshole?
Yeah, do you like it up there on your gilded throne? Your imperial majesty?
Is someone talking to me? I can't hear you, darling.
Can't even hear you. Look at him pretending to not even hear me. The lowly cleric standing on a boat on a river beneath his notice. Well, let me tell you something, buddy boy. I'm about to take you down a peg in the form of a celestial squid. His name is Dalton. And he's about to fuck up your precious crocodiles.
So you summoned Dalton the celestial squid.
Dalton the celestial squid is making a fucking appearance.
Fair enough.
That is exactly what it sounds like. when Dalton appears.
I'm suddenly more optimistic.
All right, he appears directly behind your fucking crocodile that's trying to kill
the one Lork. That is grappling Lork.
Yep.
Okay.
And he immediately does what squids do, which if you watch
Squirts Inc.
National Geographic as much as I do,
Mommy, Mommy, Inc.
kill crocodiles. All right. Bites at the crocodile.
Uh-huh.
For 14.
AC 14.
Alrighty then.
Nice.
4 points of damage.
Okay.
And he wraps his suckered tentacles around the crocodile.
Trying to grapple the grappler?
Can one grapple a grappler?
17 to hit.
Does not grapple the croc.
No. That's just the 2-hit roll.
Yeah. Wait, you already rolled the 2-hit. You said 14.
No. Bite. It's a separate attack. Yeah. The first one was a bite. This is the tentacle attack.
Oh, this is the tentacle attack.
Right. And then he'll get a free...
He's going to get a free attempt.
It happens on 17 hits?
So the attack still does damage, right?
Yeah. So 3 points of damage for the tentacle.
Okay.
And now he attempts to grapple.
This is insane. A squid grappling a croc. Grappling
a half-orc.
Alrighty, fails. 11.
Wow, but he, not without doing some damage.
We would get into some complicated shit there. I don't think I've ever seen anyone grapple a grappler besides the grapplee.
That's the only reason I'm happy it didn't happen, because my brain would explode trying to figure it out. But all I could assume is that everyone is still grappled.
Yeah, maybe.
And then when it's the croc's turn, the croc has to decide, am I going to continue my grapple with Lork, or am I going to try and get out of the grapple with the squid?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. But either way, there's a fucking squid in the mix.
Yeah.
All right. Squid in the ointment. Speaking of squids, Lork, you're grappled. You're underwater. You've got to make your swim check, but you've got, there's other things to deal with. The swim check is the least.
There
of
are
worries.
Other things to deal with, namely Galabras's turn.
He's on my side.
Once again.
Now he's on my side.
I gotta throw it out. I gotta tell the listeners just an image. Whenever Skid gets pissed, he grabs his mic, his handheld mic, as if he's about to pull it out of its setting. Thump Troy with it.
You sit there. On your tower, made of mammoth tusks, of illegally procured ivory, 15 feet in the air. I'm describing the scene for people who've never seen how Troy sits in the room.
Yeah, we don't have a video in the room yet, but yeah, you should see his ivory tusk warlord. Throne.
This is faux ivory.
With your three...
it's plivory.
Three eunuchs with... fanning you with... peacock feathers.
They're really quiet.
And you think
they're cool dudes.
You think you're the king of Galarian. Well, let me tell you something. Galabras starts casting Summon Monster 1.
Oh, see, this is so
this
clutch.
This is intense. So Galabras runs up, summons Monster 2. Round later, Squid appears. Squid attack.
Oh, by the way, I think we know this, but I don't think we explained. When you summon a monster, you have to take the full round to go through the casting process.
Right, right.
So it's
he's doing this whole incantation, whatever, and then a round later, the monster appears.
Right.
All right, awesome.
So I'll get back to you next round.
I hope we see Gary. I love Gary.
I love Galabras.
Yeah,
who such doesn't? Such a game changer.
Who doesn't? And we thought he was just a sous chef. That's
right. just the old chef de cuisine.
Yeah.
Just trying to find out who stole the lost potatoes.
He's only good at chopping onions.
All right, Lork. Lork, this is what's happening. You fucking fell in, a crocodile bit you, and then is now grabbed onto you. And I'm sure you've been around crocs. You know what they're going to do. And then all of a sudden you hear, and you feel the croc being bucked away because there's a giant squid attacking it. What do you do? I mean, yeah, there's a swim check, but that's besides the point. You're underwater right now. You've got to escape the grapple. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I think naturally I'm just going to attempt to break the grapple. I have an exertion sound effect. It didn't sound like it was underwater.
Well, that was pretty good, though.
That was really impressive.
Now, I believe, tell me if I'm wrong, I get a +5 to my CMD?
No, not at all. It's just straight up. CMB versus, you get a +5 to your CMB to maintain,
the grapple.
But you just, this is against your CMD. Fail. I roll a 2. So, I mean, when I say, everybody knows this, I'm terrible at rolling dice. So I failed, so that's it.
Okay, and I would say that's going to take 2 rounds off of your drowning score. So you went from 24 to now 22. Again, this isn't your drowning score. When you get to 0, that's when you begin drowning.
This is holding your breath.
Right. Like, the water hasn't entered your lungs. You're underwater.
Right.
But these are all 6-second rounds.
Drowning, like, drops him to 0 HP.
Drowning just kills you, yes.
Like, it's bad. It's bad news, it's bad news, bears.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. But it is now Urug's turn. Urug will try to escape the grapple. Obviously, he's going to follow in Lork's footsteps, and this is just straight up. Well, hopefully that not following.
That exertion is so perfect.
Okay, so he tries to break the grapple. CMB versus CMD fails.
Of course.
And now, where he is above water, I think that he would have to.
He does another swim check.
He does a swim check?
No.
He just failed the grapples.
You know what I would say? I would say you wait till the crocodile's turn, and the crocodile then gets to maintain the grapple, and if it wants to, it can take him below water. His swimming right now is out of his control.
Yeah, like the swimming is the least part of the problem.
It's not even an issue. Yeah. He can't swim. He can't. Yeah.
He's not keeping himself afloat.
Right. If you're not in grappling situation, or if like. Like, if you just fell into the water, like, I gotta stay afloat. That's one thing.
But you still need the, like, coordinated usage of your limbs to stay afloat. And he's, like, whoop, wrapped up, so that's not his choice.
It's bad news. He did not escape the grapple. And now it's the crocodile's turns.
So they have every turn at the beginning of the turn, do they have to make a check? Is that how it works?
If they want to maintain
the grapple?
Matthew, let me tell you what the crocodiles do. The short answer to your question? Yeah.
I was asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking for a friend. The first thing they want to do is try to maintain the grapple. If they maintain the grapple, they then do a death roll.
Oh, shit. I've seen that on Nat Geo. It's fucked up, man.
I think we all know what a death roll
is. Lockjaw, and then they roll.
And so, with the death roll, it automatically does its bite damage. And the target, Lork, Urug, in this circumstance, is knocked prone, which means it's
meaningless underwater.
It's meaningless for Lork, bad for Urug.
Because he would submerge
Urug and just, I mean,
Lork. And his 24-round start, which I'm sure you're going to keep track of.
How dare you? How dare you question me?
That was skid level bitterness.
It's just hard to get legal pads up on top of that throne.
Croc 1, who I'm calling C1, attempts to maintain the grapple and begin its death roll with Lork. 19 against your CMD.
Oh, Jesus. My CMD is 19.
Come on, Lork! Lork.
That's a good CMD.
That's a great CMD.
Fuck.
Unfortunately, it's not great enough. And now it just spins with your body.
Yeah, spins.
And does, you're very lucky, minimum damage, 5 damage, and just spins you underwater. Clinging to you. It tucks its legs and just fucking rolls, wrenching you underwater.
Do you lose rounds of breath holding if you take damage?
You don't. Okay. You don't. I think you should. It's more flavor. But you already took the damage.
I think there's two big...
That damage could have been a lot worse.
I think there's two big failings of the Pathfinder system underwater. I think taking damage, not lowering those rounds, and your armor check bonus does not count against swim. which is
oh, it
just,
doesn't?
Nope. You can just swim in like regular armor.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense at all.
It's crazy because I had to look it up for something else, and like the on like the boards, the owner of Paizo, whatever, one of the guys at Paizo that responds to these things was like, yeah, I mean, we you just kind of do what you want, but like we kind of homebrew it to you know, sink faster, but there's nothing in the rule book about
that's
armor on
crazy.
A boat, and I like to take it off because I think it's more realistic. Because like on a boat, they'd be like, "Are you insane? Like you're wearing metal
yeah.
armor?
Because yeah.
if you even just slip, or if a railing breaks, like something you wouldn't plan,
right?
And you fall in the water, like you're, you know, it's much harder to not die.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you die in this combat, it's because you played the game the right way.
I'm not and sure let what that be a means. Lesson to everyone else.
Never play the game.
Yeah,
exactly. So, best case scenario, never play the game. The crocodile attempts to maintain the grapple against, what's his name? Urog. Does.
Easily does.
Semper Fi. And does fucking 6 points of damage. Urog is, you just see a puddle of blood rising from the water.
Geez.
Urog is...
It's broken the skin.
Close to death. He is prone and is now beginning to drown as well.
This is straight like a scene straight out of Jaws with
I know.
The blood in the water.
I'm so excited. My headphones just fell off. I'm not excited. I just
yeah. You seem really happy about doing this.
I'm not
to
happy.
Lork.
I just
I thought you liked.
I whatever. Just love a good combat.
You're
this is a good combat.
Just
it's like it's
loving this,
this. You know, it's one thing. It's like
no, it's great. I get to use
by,
all my new fourth level abilities. You're right. This is
by
really fun.
Five orcs. All right. Well, I kill this guy. This
yeah,
is a,
yeah,
this is the problem
right.
you gotta solve.
You're right.
Round three.
It's a problem of the dice so far for the
Baron
Master.
What about Gormley?
No, wait. Round what? Three. I can't even read my own writing. I'm
holy
so excited.
Shit.
Round three, Gormley.
I still can't see Lork. Or the crocodile.
Now you can't see either of them.
Or I can see dark forms.
You see dark forms in the night.
Gormley's gonna cast Spectral Hand.
Oh, so Gormley just stands there and summons this sort of ghostly apparition of a hand in front of her?
Yeah.
Is that a standard action?
It's a standard action.
Okay.
So just... And you stay sort of right up against the rail.
Yep. And her hair is still waving around there.
Right, now, so your hair is basically effectively ropes
yes.
if they ever break free.
Yeah. Now, I can't reach... It only extends 10 feet, so I can't get to any... I can't get to Urog or the crocodile right now, right?
No. Like, if Lork or Urog can break free and get to the edge, it's going to give them a +5 to their climb check. It's a DC 15 climb check, so that would be a DC 10 climb check if they can reach your hair. And I will say anyone that reaches the rail is a DC 10 climb check as long as your hair is extended.
All right.
Because I'm a benevolent GM.
No, you're... What?
Despite
get
what you've
read. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. That's my turn.
Baron.
Baron does a quick before acting at all perception check to see if CB Captain Blood Tusk is on his way down to help me or not to try to fish him out of the water.
Blood Tusk saw this go down and is making his way from the pilot deck down to the deck, but his like kukri and his scimitar are still on his back, and he's more just kind of like thinking, how do I manage this situation? I don't think he knows yet, because imagine these rounds are what, 6 seconds long, Skid?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't quite know the severity of the situation. He's making his way down. Probably by the beginning of next round, he'll be at where you are, and then you can inform him like, fishing, broke, alligators, blah,
are
blah,
the
blah.
First three nets we pulled in. Presumably pulled in a net, emptied it out. Pulled in a net, emptied it out. Are those other three nets available to me empty?
Yes.
Okay.
And to be fair, it's pretty difficult to ascertain from a distance the severity of a multiple crocodile attack.
He's
you know
so
what?
Correct.
I'm
angry.
I'm just gonna wait and see how this plays out. I don't know. I don't know how bad
right,
of a multiple
right.
crocodile attack this is. I'm going to take my time. I don't want to slip on the deck. It's wet.
You know, there's lots of blood in the water.
Yeah.
Well, he's running. He's trying to, like, he saw this only 12 seconds have passed. He's running, like, what is going on? And by next run, he'll get there and you can inform
him. He's beyond the reach of my gun. There's nothing I can practically do. So I'm just going to throw one of the empty nets and try to catch him again.
try to catch Lork, Urog, Croc.
I'm not going to try to catch Urog. Fuck that guy. Okay. I just met him.
I mean, he seemed like a nice guy, but okay. Yeah. So you're trying to throw it at Lork, who is grappled with the crocodile.
Right.
So you're going to hold on to the net, throw it down, and see if he grabs onto it?
Yeah. Okay. Or just try to catch him outright, because I know they were just fish earlier, but because it was a profession bonus rather than a strength bonus, it seemed to be, based on how they were being treated earlier, that it would be based more on my skill than anything.
Sure. Well, the way I'm looking at it is, like, you're rolling right now to see if you hit the space in front of Lork. And if you do, that net is there so that if Lork does escape this grapple and does pass his swim check, he can then grab that net and you can help him. All right. That's what I'm just logistically trying to figure out. I think it's a great move.
So that's what I'm doing.
If it works.
Hey!
13.
Okay. So you throw the net out, and it lands right where you last saw Lork's body go under. So there is a net there, and Baron's got it. And it's laying, like, above your head. So if you break out of this grapple and pass a swim check to get to the surface, you could grab this neck, and on Baron's turn, he could pull you up like a fucking shark.
Your classic river shark.
Like a river shark.
And I say to the ocean, he was too old for this shit.
It's a river.
I don't know where I am.
Say to the ocean's river.
One of those classic saltwater rivers.
All right.
Well, there are sharks in this river, so I'm really confused.
First of all, I'm just going to say it's Galabras' turn, and you take your squid, your summon monster one, and your Galabras, and then you tell me when I'm allowed to speak again. I just want to make sure I'm doing it right.
You think you're real special, don't you?
I'm glad Galabras is on my side.
Sitting up there on your replica Parthenon.
Replica
with a tiny chair on top of it.
Like in Nashville, Tennessee?
Like you're exactly. Like you're Zeus himself. Like you're the Pope of Chili Town. Well, let me tell you something, Buster Brown.
Buster Brown.
You're about to have to deal with an old friend.
Yeah!
A dear and trusted friend. A blast from the past. His name is Gary.
Yeah! Yes!
And he is a motherfucking celestial dolphin.
Well-known enemies. Boom. To uncelestial crocodiles.
They hate crocodiles.
So you summon this one next to the crocodile that is
behind
grappling
the one that's attacking
Urog.
Right, the other guy.
Okay, so you can either attack with Gary or with the squid. What was the squid's name?
Squid's name is Dalton.
Dalton, right. Yeah. So it's either Gary or Dalton's turn. Can't believe right. Gary's back.
Gary's back,
I told
baby.
You, I, someone do dolphin I fucking nurse? Told you he would come back.
Yeah, you did. Back. To haunt your... fucking dreams.
That's right.
Oh, God. I know you're not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Do it for Gary.
Do it for hashtag do it for Gary.
Oh, wait. Before you do it, I forgot the...
you got a dolphin sound?
I forgot the sound effect. It's very important.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Ooh.
There you go.
And in the water appears a celestial dolphin. All named right. Gary.
14 to hit for Dalton.
Hits. Come on, Dalton.
And this is the one that's attacking Lork's
Lork.
Enemy.
All right. Nice. 4 points of damage from the bite.
Nice.
And he's going to strike
more.
With his
come on,
with his
tentacles! No! No! Just lie. Shit. Just lie.
Eight. Just yeah, lie. Eight with the tentacles.
Tentacle misses, but you did do significant damage.
Shut up.
With the the bite.
Stop lying.
Squid bite. All right, Gary.
Okay.
You're supposed to stop talking until he tells
you. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay. Trying to keep the peace.
All right.
By the way, that's not the sound of Gary making dolphin noises. That's the sound of his AK-47. that I summoned him.
He has a celestial AK-47.
Yeah, it works underwater.
Just trust me. Trust me, guys.
All right. He is going to slam. Da da da. Da, da, da.
Let the boys be boys.
Onyx, guys, slam.
20.
Oh, shit! Yeah.
Gary, ladies and gentlemen, Gary just made his first successful attack.
2 points of damage.
Yeah, Gary.
So what does he do? He just kind of like comes out of the water and brings his whole body down in the
alligator?
Well,
this is what dolphins do underwater. This is true, is they actually headbutt their enemies underwater.
They gain speed and then...
Yeah, so it's just like very hard.
Oh, so he came down low and came up to the underbelly of the crocodile. Just rammed his head.
Sure.
All right.
There are episodes of Flipper where Flipper attacks sharks.
You're not going to get him to like anything now. Skid's very angry.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what. These crocs have taken some damage. No thanks to some of you. All right. Now it's Galabras' turn.
All right.
See, I didn't forget you this time.
You think you're real hot shit, don't you?
He's talking you down.
What, are you going to cure light wounds?
I'll tell you what. Hot shit gets flushed down the toilet where I come from. I'm going to start casting Summon Monster 1.
Just keep them coming.
Fucking come
and out. Now you can talk, Your Majesty.
All right. God. I believe it is Lork's turn. Lork, you are grappled by a crocodile who is being attacked by a squid.
And prone?
And prone?
Lying down underwater?
Lying down underwater?
Basically, the prone affected Urog, obviously. It didn't affect you. You were already prone for all intents and purposes. But Urog's in bad shape, and so are you.
All right, here we go.
What are you going to do? Does anybody have a fucking bottle cap to give this guy?
He's trying to fight his way out of the grapple. He will go to, once again, fight his way out of the grapple. Natural one.
Come on.
This is the third D20 that I've rolled in a row. I've changed D20s each time. This is unbelievable. Natural one.
So you try to break out, and it's... when I see a natural one, I think that part of you is like... Just let me die.
No.
Come on, no?
Nope.
I don't believe it, but like, what is happening with Lork? Why is he... Did he drink too much last night?
Well, yeah.
It's natural one. Skid.
Natural one to break the grapple.
All right, so take...
So if you want to take, like, I would say you want to take, like, an extra round of breath off or something?
Yeah, take 2 rounds of breath off.
Well, you did 2 before. You want to do 3?
Yeah. Yeah, take 3 rounds of breath off.
Gotta recognize that natural one.
I'm just trying to play by the rules of the game.
Are you two conspiring to kill Lork? Because no. You guys are like, I'll just take 7 rounds.
It looks that way. It looks that way, but it's like, roll a 2. And yeah. I can't do that, but a natural one.
Well, not only do I like natural ones being worse, but that is like the least worse there is. Like, one more round of breath. Come on.
I'm sorry I said
that. I don't think that's going to be the thing that's going to kill Lork.
I shouldn't even have brought it up. Like, clearly Lork isn't hoping for death. This is Lork's, like...
No, he's not giving up. He is fighting for a while, very hard.
But I'm just trying to, story-wise, think, what is happening to Lork? You
know, well, he was prone.
It's the prone. No,
but seriously, the spin, that's a brutal thing to come out of.
If he makes it out of it after the spin, we're all going to be like, Lieutenant Lork, you ain't got no legs.
Lork, what do we have for rounds right now, Lork?
Pubba Lork, 19.
19, all right, so you got time. Plenty of time. But you think like, oh, Lork's fine. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. You guys.
I mean, I don't think Lork's fine.
Chipping away at these crocs. Maybe you do. All right, it is... Urog's turn.
I forgot a little delayed exertion. But it didn't work. Urog.
I just want to break out of this grapple.
Sirenscape's finest moment.
Urog breaks free.
Yeah!
With a 23. Urog breaks free, and...
you see Gormley's hair just kind of like...
Yeah, I don't think he can make a climb check, though. He broke... Actually, no. Breaking free, I think breaking free is a standard action. Okay, so Urog broke the grapple, but that's a standard action to break the grapple. He is out.
Wait, he can't move?
He can move at a quarter speed, but he's already at the rail. He can't climb up. That climb check is another standard action.
Climbing is a move action.
Oh, all right, so he's going to start the climb, which is now DC 10 instead of DC 15 for him. That's huge, Gormley.
How does your body withstand all this weight on it? Or is the hair just...
The hair has
so
strength.
Mystical?
Guys,
the hair is stronger than I am.
Urog breaks the grapple of the crocodile and climbs halfway up.
There you go.
Like 5 feet using up Gormley's hair.
Gormley is like bracing yourself. Is,
Rapunzel.
He is slightly... You would say he's out of the grasp of the crocodile. But what does that mean? That means now Lork
is alone with two crocodiles. Speaking of which, Crocodile 1 attacks, or excuse me, attempts to death roll Lork again. First to maintain the grapple. 28 maintains the grapple. Does, again, minimum damage.
Nice.
Does only 5 points of damage, and you are still knocked prone.
Oh, crap.
God
forbid.
So imagine this is all happening in real time, just boom, boom, just spinning with your body, Lork. Chipping away at damage. It's crazy. And then Crocodile 2 begins making its way towards Lork as well, but does not attack. They're basically, imagine two dogs that you threw meat at.
Attack of opportunity from a little dolphin I call Gary. He
goes away from Gary, and, yep.
14?
14 hits.
3 damage.
Gary, the celestial dolphin.
Kills
2 hits in a row.
Kills him.
Kills him.
Gary straight up
kills him dead.
Round 4. You guys just see...
Lork. You know, for a second, I thought that this was a little like the gelatinous cube combat where I was taken out of it for the whole time. But then I remembered that this is way more dangerous than the gelatinous cube combat.
Yeah, you're dreaming of a gelatinous cube.
Yeah, right, I wish I could just be paralyzed in a gelatinous cube.
Gormley.
All right, so here's what I want to do.
Are you going to dive into the water?
No. Okay. I'm whole...
Don't forget, Urag is holding on your hair.
Gormley's spectral hand is going to dive into the water to the crocodile attacking Lork.
I'm nervous.
And I'm sorry, it's not going to touch the crocodile. It's going to touch Lork and going to cast Enlarge Person on Lork.
Oh, there we go!
Holy shit, that should turn the tables, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Where does he touch him?
Sensuously on whatever is not being bitten.
The buttocks. The green buttocks.
That's an erogenous zone.
Holy shit.
So in his bathing suit area.
So what is it? Is it doubles? Doubles in size? Or
doubles in size.
Doubles in size and your weight multiplies by 8.
Yeah.
But holy, you get plus two to strength, which is what the reason I gave to you, because that helps with swim and breaking the grapple, right?
Yeah, but also, how could he hold the grapple if I doubled in size?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's good.
You could also just wade to the shore, I would think.
Or just sink like a rock.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you, but come
no,
on.
No, I think
the
that
crocodile,
this was...
his jaws can maintain?
I would say it's going to take a minus to its maintained grapple,
okay,
for sure.
All right.
Wait. If insufficient room is available for the desired growth, the creature attains the maximum possible size and may make a strength check to burst any enclosures in the process. If it fails, it is constrained without harm until enclosing it, blah, 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 blah.
You know what? So say you were in a room that was 10 feet high, okay?
A room?
Right.
A room.
And you enlarge person, and that brings you up to 12 feet. Then you roll a strength check to see if you burst through the ceiling of that room.
Ick chuck.
It's going to be really fun if we say, Lork, you roll a strength check to see if you grow larger than the bite of
the jaws.
The jaws of this... crocodile.
Yeah, man. Give it a shot.
All right.
I'm going to say DC 15.
DC 15, and I'm adding 2 to my strength?
Yeah.
Okay.
To break the jaws.
DC 15. Failed.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. In consecutive rounds, I've rolled 7, 3, 2, 1, 4. Those are my last 4.
Sometimes the dice
rolls.
Don't roll.
Maybe try using a different die.
I've tried 3 different ones.
Throw them.
That would have been awesome.
Throw them all away.
Well, you still get
throw them all in the trash.
On your
turn. But I'm still enlarged. Yeah.
Damn
it.
So Lork, a giant. You just see like Baron. You're on deck, and you just see this. What Laura Lork is grow huge, and you think, oh, that's another alligator. Looks green. Speaking of Baron, you're up.
Can Baron tie this netting down to something so we can pull Lork in once he grabs it? Because
you could. So right now you have the netting right where Lork is, and you're just kind of waiting for him to break free so you can help him bring up. But if you want to do something else, you can, as a free action, you can kind of fasten the net to the deck.
How about Lork has not gone this turn yet?
He has not.
So I'm going to hold my action until Lork goes, and if he doesn't,
I will take that free action and then do something else.
Now, if he does break free, are you going to...
Yeah, I'm going to yank him out.
Okay.
So those are my two conditions. If he breaks free, I'm going to yank him back. And if he does not yank free, free action, tie it down and do something else.
I feel what you're putting down. Galabras, all six of your characters.
All right. You think it? No, I'm just kidding. So Dalton, this is his last round. Dalton the Celestial Squid. So he is going to try to make the most of it. And first, try to bite. 11.
Miss.
And then
come
try
on,
to...
tentacles. I need those tentacles.
Tentacle him.
Huge.
Nice.
That's a hit.
Nice.
4 points of damage.
Okay.
And now he will attempt... to grapple him. 25.
The crocodile is grappled by the squid.
Yeah!
And he releases Lork.
Yes! All right.
It wouldn't make sense that, like... I mean, it's up to him on his turn, but he's probably going to release Lork and try to get out of this grapple.
Yeah.
Thrash, okay. Wildly.
So the squid did damage
and grappled
the croc.
Yep. Gary... as is his wont, will swim over to the other crocodile and headbutt him and fumble.
Oh, Gary.
He's like the Ryan Tannehill of dolphins.
Cutter. I guess Gary is more emotionally disturbed than we thought.
He's a cutter.
You take 1 point of strength bleed damage.
Ooh. Oh, so basically Gary like went to attack and grazed himself on one of the croc spikes.
Just started listening to Smith's albums and
said, "What's the point?
What's the point?"
What's the point?
But Lork's dead anyway.
He might get cheered up. You know why? Because he's got a little bit of company. In the form of Felicia, the other celestial dolphin.
Is this great? Does Gary have a paramour?
I don't know what their relationship is.
So Gary,
I don't pry. Well, Felicia appears on the opposite side of the other dolphin, or the other.
So
crocodile.
Flanking the croc.
Yep.
Gary and Felicia flanking.
And misses.
But she's out there.
She's
real.
Out there.
Yep.
And.
Galabras.
I love how Galabras has populated the sea with this monster.
This is amazing.
Galabras will once again start casting Summon Monster 1.
This has to be your last one, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Squid, Dalton the Squid, Gary the Celestial Dolphin, and Felicia the Celestial Dolphin. Who knows? What could be next? Could it be Lork's death? Lork, you're up. Lork, I misspoke. You're still locked in that grapple.
Right.
Now you can
because
hold
it's not
it.
Until his round
yeah.
that he can
I
release
it. I got excited
it.
By the moment, but like right now there's a squid grappling a crocodile grappling right. a half-orc.
I'm going to go back to the first die that made me fall in the water.
Why not just hold until his turn?
Until whose turn?
The crocodile's. So he'll release you.
Because
and then
it's unrealistic.
Swim. He's like, not
going to
know
He's going
that.
To continue right. to fight against the thing. But he's bigger now. He's doubled in size, so he's going to pull himself out of there. Oh, there we go. Maybe. So it's a 19 against its CMD.
Looks like Lork just broke the
grip. Yeah!
Must have been a little help from the squid. You giant Lork.
I'll get by with a little help from a squid.
Giant Lork breaks free.
Right.
Roll
and
a
now
swim check.
Shut your
plus
liver.
Plus two to strength.
I can just wait.
Plus two.
How deep is the water?
I have to get to the.
It's more about it being rough water, so it's a DC 15 swim check to just
God.
You broke free, but now you've got to like.
But if it's
swim to the surface,
so plus two to your swim.
Yeah, plus two to your swim. Natural 18.
Fight.
There you go. 24.
So you've took two death rolls. You finally break free with the help of Dalton the Celestial
Twice
Squid.
Twice the size I was.
And then you get air, and you reset your
nice. Nice. And I grab the netting because he held his action for me.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so Baron.
I start reeling him in.
You start reeling him in.
But I'm eight times my weight.
Oh,
just
yeah.
being trying to be fair.
Right. So you got to roll a strength check.
You already said earlier I could roll my fisherman check against it as opposed
yeah.
to strike.
Imagine he's just a freshwater shark. But you're hauling in.
25.
Yeah. 20 you pull Lork five. All the way up to Gormley's hand.
Holy shit.
Oh my god, he's just like...
Urog rolls a natural 20, climbs up on deck.
Yeah!
And now the crocodiles are basically on Lork's next turn. He climbs up on deck, and the crocodiles are left to deal with a celestial squid, two celestial dolphins, and...
another celestial dolphin.
it's a whole... What do they call it?
A menagerie?
A pod.
And they just snap, and eventually kill the dolphins. And
yeah. I'm glad we didn't play all those roles out.
Yeah. That would have been the worst part of the fucking...
Sorry, Gary, Dalton, and Felicia.
And you.
Wait, what was the name of your third one?
Yeah, I don't have to say, because he didn't show up.
That's kind of bullshit.
He or she.
Colin.
Just wait.
All right, nice job.
Holy shit.
That could have been really bad.
That was actually pretty bad. Morning.
You just thought it would be a nice... Baron was all excited to have a couple beers and fish. Nope. Leslie, nope. You just fucking fall into the water. Almost, you get death rolled. Lork, you're up here soaking wet. Urog is laying on his back like... And I imagine Lork... You're not feeling great either, and Ben Vereen is coming up to you and just kind of peeing on your leg.
He had to be freaking out.
He's very untrained.
The entire time.
He almost
couldn't do anything.
If you were closer to the shore, Ben Vereen probably would have jumped off and just ran off into the woods.
Right.
But the Wolverine knew, even with this tiny intelligence, that it couldn't jump into the water and swim away.
It is smarter than most animals. It's got a two intelligence.
Smarter than the average man.
You gotta give credit to these fucking animals, man. They're fucking badasses.
So Lork starts to explain, like, it was crazy. I saw a squid that came to help me and a dolphin. Oh, wait a minute. Calabrus, was that you?
I'll never tell. No, yes, it was me.
Don't be coy.
It was me. You recognize Gary, surely?
Yes, he's got that scar.
He'd be terribly hurt if you didn't know it was him.
What are you guys doing? What happens now?
Oh, God. I'm going to investigate this railing.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
all right, do you have, like, a craft carpentry or ships?
I have engineering.
Knowledge engineering, yeah.
Yeah, I call Baron over and say, you're a crafty sort, you and your dwarven folk. Well, take a look at this. This seems very suspicious.
A 21 on knowledge engineering.
With a DC 20 knowledge engineering check, you realize that this broken rail didn't just happen because there was a couple new guys working the fishermen's nets. There's fucking sabotage on this boat.
Motherfucker.
No.
No. No.
Who did it? Maybe we'll find out next week.
Oh.
We're already there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck you.
Well, we called it, so I think we should all get a bottle cap.
Everyone gets a bottle cap. I will give out one bottle cap. To Gary, so the celestial guy.
I'm going
to... Gary, you can hold me to that, Gary.
I'm Gary's...